What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to a well that will never run dry. That's right, gentlemen. We're going to good old Maskistan. Oh, I just love saying Maskistan. It has such a spicy tone to it. Now, this article is recent as it was published on the 28th of August. Man beats live-in partner to deletion with a pressure cooker in Bengaluru. This guy literally beat the curry out of that woman. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 24-year-old woman in Bengaluru was beaten to deletion with a pressure cooker by her live-in partner who suspected her of cheating on him. The accused, Vaishnav, has been arrested. Okay. One thing I'm going to definitely go into a tirade about, the use of the word partner to describe a person that you're in a relationship with. I find that utterly and totally fucking disrespectful. But this just goes to show you how far the American quote unquote influence has spread throughout the world. The incident took place on Saturday evening in South Bengaluru's Bagur. The woman was deleted due to heavy bleeding, the police said. According to cops, 24-year-old Vaishnav and Deva, both from Kerala, had been living in a rented apartment in the city for the last 3 years. Both had studied together since their college days. Quote unquote, a few days back, he, the accused, had some suspicions about the woman, the deleted. They used to fight over it. Yesterday, the same thing happened. They fought and he hit her with a pressure cooker. We have also arrested him and the interrogation is ongoing, senior police officer said. The couple, according to police, often indulged in verbal spats, and certain neighbors have corroborated the same. However, the police say that no previous complaint was filed by either party. Vaishnav, who worked as a marketing executive with a local firm, was on the run after the incident. A termination case has been registered against the accused and the investigation is underway. Well, well, well. What do we have here, gentlemen? A man that is suspicious of his girlfriend, that's the true definition of what she is, cheating on him. Now she, the girlfriend, should have done everything in her power to quell the suspicion. However, this modern world that we live in actually tells women in no shortage of words, yes, you should be open sexually. Even if you are in a relationship, you should still explore your options. Exclusivity? Nah, That's a thing of the past. That's nothing more than the patriarchy trying to control your body. However, this woman found out the hard way. Most men are not going to allow themselves to be with a woman who they suspect is actually unfaithful to them. So, yeah, ladies, it's on you. If a man suspects you of being unfaithful, you need to do everything in your power to say, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to de-escalate the situation. I'm going to calm you down. I'm going to show you that, yes, I am faithful to you. However, let me reiterate, the current world, the current environment that we're in tells women to do the exact opposite. Yet it tells men you need to accept it. Oh, no, 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 no. Men are not built to accept it. And those of you who would accept it, man, that right there is some serious psychological damage that you need to work on. Well, this woman found out the hard way. More and more men are not going to accept these new quote unquote poly or pseudo poly relationships that America is trying to push to the rest of the damn world. Nope, nope, nope. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in their apartment. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution. The pressure cooker of pain. You know what? I'm gonna give that a 25 on the general principle. Psychological impact. No one else was around, so I'll give that a 10 as well. For the brutality factor. Come on now. Beaten to death with a pressure cooker? I got to give that a 25 under general principle. And for the uniqueness factor, I'm giving this a straight up 30. So Vaishnav, the Vanquisher, gets a score of 100. Ladies, as much as this new environment is telling you to be, oh, you need to be sexually liberated, you need to have a roster, blah, 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 blah. No. Men with their shit together, they're not going to accept it. It's not going to go down like that. This guy had suspicions. Why? Because he noticed changes in her behavior, more than likely. And the fact that she wanted to argue and not say, you know what? Let's sit down and have a calm, rational conversation about this. That right there further fanned the flames of anger in this guy. Period. She had more than ample opportunities to say, you know what? No, this is not what's happening. Here's my social media. I'm going to lay it all bare to you because I value you as my boyfriend. However, no. She decided, you know what? I'm going to use this as a source of drama to keep the drama going. Just goes to show you, far too many modern women, if it's not drama, they have nothing else to do in life. They're all about drama. They're all about, in the black community, struggle. Yeah, I find that very interesting. So many women over here in America, particularly black women, love to be victims, which is why they deal with the wrong type of man. We all know this. It's no big secret. The boring, stable guy is meant to be used later in life. However, Pookie, Ray Ray, Chad, Tyrone, they're for the younger women. Why? Because they want to get that victimhood card. Oh, Chad did this. Tyrone did this. Blah, 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 blah. What part did you play in it? Oh, I was just a victim. Get the absolute hell out of here. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, a little bit of friendly advice. When your man suspects you of being unfaithful, the best thing you can do, sit down, have a rational conversation, calm him down, bare yourself to him. And if you don't want to do that, leave. Let that man go. But we know why most women won't do that. It's called the dual mating strategy. And guess what, ladies? More and more men are learning about it. They're catching on to it, and they're not going to accept it. And let me be crystal clear. Men who actually have themselves together and are in a good headspace, they will not accept this quote unquote pseudo polyamory that's being pushed by the masses. So yeah, but you better understand this, ladies. You better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in trying to force men into compromising quote unquote relationships, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that you have the power of the box, that's going out right along with it, because more and more men are no longer willing to accept the quote unquote new normal that society's trying to force on them. Nope. He thinks you're cheating? Guess what? He might actually do something about it. He might take matters into his own hands. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.